Let's turn out a local sports here on KNKX. After back-to-back appearances in the Major League Soccer Championship match, the Seattle Sounders are off to an 0-3 start this season. They have yet to score a goal, but have garnered some high-profile penalties. It's the topic of this week's chat between KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel and 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, it seems the problem with the Sounders is part performance and part behavior.
Yeah, really, it's true and it's weird. This is a mature team. You know, this is a team that's been to two Major League Soccer Cups. They're the two-time defending Western Conference champions, lots of veteran leadership, and they're acting like adolescent boys. I speak specifically of red card violations that occurred in each of the last two games that cost the team players. During the game, they're thrown out and they have to sit out the next game. The worst episode, I think, occurred a couple of weeks ago against Dallas when Clint Dempsey, during a dead ball situation, was just standing there and his defender came up behind him and Dempsey reached back and hit him in the nether regions and was red carded and thrown out. It was clearly an impulse behavior that had no place for a 34-year-old guy. Now, Dempsey's got a reputation of being, you know, a street fighter and getting away with stuff. But this was just so uncalled for. And then the next game, the more recent one against Montreal, a guy who has no reputation for physically abusing opponents, Kelvin Leerdam, got into a tussle with his opponent. They went for a header and Leerdam tumbled into him a little bit. And then Leerdam reached a hand out to fend him off, but it turned into a slap. And in soccer, you cannot put your hands on the opponent's face. Leerdam at least apologized. He said it was a foolish thing, I shouldn't have done it, and seemed very contrite. We haven't heard from Dempsey about that sort of thing, but it really did damage not only those players' reputations, but the team's chances.
Well, what needs to happen to turn things around?
It's hard to tell guys over 30 to grow up. You know, the prefrontal cortex is formed, and impulse behavior should be, you know, kind of done. And I realize it's an emotional game, but still, I don't know what head coach Brian Schmetzer has in store, because scolding isn't going to work and they can't punish these guys, you know, with more loss of playing time because it's so counterproductive to the team. You know, I think probably every grade school teacher has the phrase grow up in their vocabulary. And I hate to think that that's the only thing that can be done here, but that's just about it. They just have to play in a much more adult, mature way, which seems kind of odd to say for two-time defending Western Conference champion.
Right. Well, behavior aside, why aren't they scoring?
Well, the absence of Jordan Morris is a big deal. He hurt his knee and is out for the year after surgery. He was such a vital part of the Sounders' attack that his absence is large, and they have yet to fill that void, and that may have to wait until the next international transfer window. So Will Bruin is doing a good job up front, but Clint Dempsey is showing his age at 34. I think he's not nearly as effective a scorer as he was. But there's also just kind of a lack of energy, I think, that I've seen, and maybe there's a hangover from the two times in the MLS Cup. That's two seasons that go longer than any other team but one. And so I can understand a bit of a fatigue factor. They have had slow starts before. This is not a situation that is not recoverable. They can get back to it. They don't play until April 15th. Maybe the time off is going to be a lecture series with videos on how to behave and how to score.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.